We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Hey. Just to go back for a moment to something we discussed in the previous shiur about Acher, there's a Tosis in the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph, where Tosis there gives us insight as to how, what caused Acher to go off the path. And Tosis there quotes a pasuk where it says that Rabbi Akiva darshaned, Bezchus mitzvah sumaisim toivim, there's a pasuk toiv achriz davar mereishisoi, that the end of something can be a happy ending if from the beginning it was done right. Like if a person does something right from the beginning, then it has a happy ending to it. And if not, if sometimes when you see that something has an unhappy ending, you have to look back at the beginning. Bezchus mitzvah sumaisim toivim beirach mereishisoi. Here Tosis says that the story with Acher was Avuya Ovi Hava Migdoila Yerushalayim. Avuya, the father of Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, was from the great people of the city of Yerushalayim. Ubiyoim Shebo Lemuhuli, on the day that he was making a bris milah for this child, Elisha, who was going to be Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, Kora Lechol Gdoila Yerushalayim, he invited all the great rabbis of Yerushalayim, Vohishivon Bevayis Echod, and he put them in one room in the house. Ula Rabbi Eliezer ula Rabbi Yeshua b'mokam acher. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua he seated in a second room. Min de'ochlin v'shosin, when they came to eat and drink, shorin metapchin, they were singing, metapchin amarakten, they were clapping and dancing. Amri, they said, ad de'ilein askin b'didhu nasik b'didon. While they're all partying, like while the rest of the people are partying, let's go do our thing. Yoshvu v'nesasku b'divrei Torah. So they sat, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua sat, and they started shooting sparks. They started speaking divrei Torah, very deep words of Torah. Yordo eish min hashamayim, a fire came down from heaven, v'hi kifoison, and surrounded them. You know, they were sitting in a circle of fire, mamish heavenly fire. Omar loin avuya abo, so avuya, the father of the child said to them, Gavrin, ma bosan lisrei beisi, did you come here to burn down my house? Amuloi, so they said to him, chas v'sholem, elo yoishvin hoyinu v'choizrin divrei Torah. We didn't come to make a fire in your house. We simply sat down and started learning Torah, and we went from Torah l'neviim, u'mneviim l'ksuvim. We jumped from one item to the next. V'hoyu hadvorim smechim kenisinoson misinai. And the words of Torah enjoyed so much being spoken by us that they were as happy as they were on Har Sinai when Hashem himself spoke these words. And they said to him, Loi bo eishnitnu, on Har Sinai, wasn't the Torah given with fire? So that's why here also you see this fire. This is the fire that shone at Har Sinai when Hashem gave the Torah. Omar, so Rabbi Avuya said, Hoyel v'kach koicha shel Torah. Wow, if this is what Torah can do, then if this child will live and it'll be capable, l'Torah ani mafrishoy, I'm gonna reserve him for Torah. I'm gonna get him to learn only Torah. Ulefi shelo yhoiso kavanosei l'shamayim, and since his intent wasn't completely pure, he didn't say, I want my son to learn Torah to serve Hashem. He said, wow, if this is what you can do with Torah, you can have July 4th, today's July 5th, you can have firework, you can make nuclear fire, then I want my son to learn Torah. That was what he said. Those were his words. Since his kavona was not mamish l'shem shamayim, lefikoch loy niskayim uboy. That's why the Torah did not have a kium in his son. That's why the Torah, even though he became a Tana in the Gemara, at one point he veered off the track. This is the episode. Tosis has more, not directly, other issues related to this, but this is the episode which happened coincidentally at the Bris Mila. And again, we're talking about rabbis learning Torah on a super high level, and he saw it, and he jumped, he wanted the fire. He latched onto the wrong thing. Notice, if this is what you get for Torah, I want my son to have this. That's what you want your son to have? You want your son to give nachas to Hashem. Not you want your son to be able to make fire, or to be able to make a circle of fire. You understand? And because there was that wrong intent, that's what opened a slight door for Pigam, which first manifested itself years later. You know, at first, his son had a meteoric rise. He became one of the Tanoim in the Gemara, Rabbi Elisha, the rabbi of Rabbi Meir. But then at one point, unfortunately, went off the path. There's this quote, V'loi ha-medrash shoikar ela ha-maisa. The Gemara says this, that learning is not the main thing. It's what it translates into. And if a person latches on, wants this without that, or they de-emphasize the maisa and they emphasize the learning, usually it goes somewhere, it goes south. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Hoido, Halacha Hei, paragraph Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas arbo tzrichen lohoidoi salanes shenasa lohem shohoyu betzoro v'nitzoylu. And this introduction that we just gave is going to shed light on the halacha that there are four types of people that are obligated to give special praise to Hashem. What we call the Birkas HaGoymel, people who are in a major tzora and they were rescued. And the four are, number one, a person who's wandering in the desert, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehim Toyim Bamidbor, people who cross the desert, v'chulu, etc. Ki kol hatzorois v'hayishuois v'hanisim shoivram alodom kol yimei chayov, hakol hu kefima shezoiche letzayer oisiois hatoiro letoiv v'ilahepechas v'shalom, kefi hakisufin kanal. Listen to this statement. Rav Nosson Zal says, all these sufferings and all the yeshuois and miracles that a person experiences throughout life are all connected to the manner in which that person is zeuche to format the letters of the Torah, whether they're zeuche to format it in a positive way or chas v'shalom the opposite way. And as we learned earlier, what determines how he's formatting the letters? What kind of ritzonos the person has. If the person has good ritzonos, that person is zeuche to format the letters of the Torah in a positive way that results in yeshuos, that results in shefa and bracha and hatzlochas, all kinds of things. If a person chas v'shalom has the wrong kind of ritzonos, that results in formatting the letters of the Torah in a negative way, chas v'shalom, which results in soros. And we gave some examples in the past that the same letters of the Torah can be formatted. Tzadik Reish Hei can be Tzoro or can be Tzoihar. Tzoihar means light. Ayin Nun Gimel can be Oineg, pleasure, or can be Nega, Nun Gimel Ayin, a plague, you know, an illness, a disease, chas v'shalom. Ki al yidei zeh misnaheg kol ha'olam l'toiv o'y lehepech, kimavur shom ba'toiran al heitev. Because it's based on this that the entire world is conducted, both in a positive way and in a negative way, as is explained in Torah Lamed Aleph in the first half of Likut Imran, that this halacha is based on. V'al kein, and therefore, based on this, ikar ha'tikun hu tza'okol Hashem Yisborach. The main tikun is crying out to Hashem. As we say in paragraph 107 in Tehillim, Hoidu, Shemedaber Shom Mikol Hadal Ranal, where it discusses the four types of people that are required to bench Goimel, Shenemar Shom Eitzel Kol Echod Vayitzaku El Hashem. If you look over there in the paragraph of Tehillim, by each one of the different categories that it discusses, each time it says, what did the person do? They cried out to Hashem. Ki Iker Hatzoro Himachmashez Gabru Hahavolim Roim, Shenasu mikisufim roim, shemehem boim kol atzoros chas v'shalom. Because the main suffering, any time a Jew finds himself suffering, it's because of the fact that bad vibes, bad air, A-I-R, has come into being, which was created from bad desires, which causes all suffering. How did that come about? Al yidei shenitztayru ha'oisos hamanhigim ha'olam l'loy toiv chas v'shalom. As a result of the letters which are running the world, the letters of the Torah which are dictating how the world operates, have been formatted in a negative way. Al kein, therefore, hatakono lazeh, the way that we correct this is hurak vayitzaku el Hashem, is only by crying out to Hashem. Ukesh Moshe Razal, as the Gemara says, Yofot Tzaok Olodom Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein Lachar Gzardin. That it's good to cry out to Hashem, number one, before anything bad starts happening, and even after it's in progress. Kitzrichim lehispalel velitzoik el Hashem kedei sheyizgabru hahavolem digdusha viyunasim nefoshois shehem nekudois toivim letzayir hoises letoiv. Because when we see that there are havolim roim, bad vibes, bad air, that's resulting in bad things happening, we have to create good vapors, good air. And the way that we do that is through diburim toivim, by screaming to Hashem. Which causes in words being configured and constructed that are in a positive way. And this is what will result in the person being rescued from the suffering that they're going through, from the problem that they're in. Because screaming is a form of, is a powerful breath coming out of a person's mouth. It's hevel chazak. Ki me'achar shehu betzoro chas v'shalom. Because since the person right now finds himself in a state of suffering, in a problem, sheze moira shekvar hizgabru ha'havolim roim al ha'havolim toiv m'chas v'shalom, which implies that person's status is that within that person's life, the havolim roim have overcome the havolim toivim, the bad vapors are strengthening over the good vapors. Al kein ein dai b'tfila b'koil poshut levad. Therefore, it's not enough that the person simply prays to Hashem, davens to Hashem, without power, without exerting major effort. Rak tzorich litzoik b'koil godol v'chozok l'Hashem yizbora. But rather, when a person finds themselves in an emergency, in a problem, in a tzara, the person has to scream to Hashem in a very powerful, in an extremely powerful way. Kidei lahagbir ha-hevel digdusha al ha-havolim roim. In order that the hevel digdusha, the breath of kedusha, should overtake and should overcome and squash the havolim roim that are in effect, that are obviously currently in effect. So that Hashem should change things and put that person on back onto a good track. And this is what will result in the person being zeichet to be extricated, to leave the problem that they're in, the suffering that they're in. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says clearly, Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem, when they found themselves in a tzar, in a constriction, what do? They scream. It doesn't say Vayitpalalu el Hashem, it says Vayitzaku, they scream to Hashem, Umemetzukoiseyem yatzilem, and Hashem rescued them from their metzuka, from their emergency. Vialkein, kishayoytze me'atzoro, and it's for this reason also that when a person is finally zochet to succeed in exiting from a tzara, in leaving a problem or a problem type situation, what's the person has to give praise to Hashem. Kemo shekosuv yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi. We give praise for Hashem having shown us His kindness and taking us out of a tzara. Ki ha'hoido v'ashevach l'Hashem yizborach zehu ikar hadveikus l'Hashem yizborach. Because giving praise to Hashem is the most serious form of dveikus to Hashem, of being deeply connected to Hashem. Shezehu b'chinas harotzoin v'hakisufim v'hashtoikikus l'Hashem yizborach, which goes together with a person having a deep desire and longing for Hashem. Ki kol hahoidois v'hashirois v'hatishbochois klulim b'asora minei zimra. Because all the different types of praise and song to Hashem are all based on the 10 basic types of song, which are the foundation of the Sefer Tehillim. Shehim kulam bechinas rotzoin vehishtoikikus nifla. All of them are an expression of deep desire and wondrous yearning to Hashem. Shehu ikar hadveikus l'Hashem yizborach, which is the main deep connection with Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal is using very serious words here, and the words are not his own. The words come from Likutei Moran and other Sforim, where Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes that the word tefillah comes when Leah gave birth to Naphtali. She said, was it Leah or one of the Shvachas? Naftule Elikim Niftalti. And Rashi HaKodesh over there, there's a long Rashi over there where Rashi gives several different definitions of the word Naftule, which is Miloshin Tefillah. And one of the definitions there is Hitchabarti. I became attached to, united with this term Dveikus, that the Iker Dveikus Tashem is Tefillah. Vizeu Bechinas Yoidul Hashem Chazdoi. Rav Nosson Zal says Chazdoi Daika. And this is why it says we praise Hashem for his chesed. Chesed is always synonymous with Ahava, Rotzoin, Hishtoikikus. Those words are used interchangeably in Sifrei Chasidus and in Sifrei Kabbalah. Vechein Maschil Hamizmor Hazeh Hoidul Hashem Kitoiv. And again, the paragraph even begins with these words, give praise to Hashem for his kindness. Now, the response to an expression of kindness from Hashem is praise to Hashem. Those two go together, chesed and hoido. V'chein mesayim, and so too this paragraph of Tehillim concludes with the same words. Mi chocham v'yishmor eila v'yizboinenu chazdei Hashem. That's the emphasis here. Chesed, ahavo hishtoikikus, and hoido. Chazdei daiko, b'chinas chesed hamavur shom b'Torah. Now, this is tied into the chesed that's discussed in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on. Shehu b'chinas Avraham. Chesed is always an aspect of Avraham Avinu. Shehu b'chinas rotzoin v'ahavo v'hishtoikikus nifl al shem yizborach. The definition of chesed here is tremendous love to Hashem. Now, this is chesed flowing from us. This is a very, very important point, that when we talk about Klal Yisrael's kesher with Hashem, there's a flow that goes from Hashem to us. Hashem is mashpia, certain things, and we are makabel. And kaviyochel, Hashem in his infinite humbleness and kindness allows for a role reversal at times, where kaviyochel Hashem becomes the mekabel and we are the mashpia. Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Likutei Moran that when a Jew brings a korban, or when a Jew is mispalel, the wording in the pasuk is ishei reach nichoyach Hashem. What's ishei? Kaviyochel Hashem becomes the isha. When we are mispalel, we are the isha and Hashem is the isha. We are being mashpia to Hashem, kaviyochel. We are giving to Hashem. In fact, there's a pasuk, we say it in Hoidu every morning, the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, where we say, Tnu ois lelokim, al Yisrael gavosoi vuzoi bashchokim, nor elokim hajana, kel Yisrael hu noisen ois v'satzum oislam. So Rav Nosson Zal asks him, what's going on here? Who's giving and who's taking? The answer is both. Tnu ois lolikim. We, Klal Yisrael, give strength to Hashem. What are you, nuts? Hashem needs us. We give. Yes. Hashem has created things and designed things in such a way to give us this privilege, to give us this chus, kaviyochel, that we give to Hashem. We give koyach to Hashem. We give strength to Hashem. Where do we get our strength from? The answer is, Kel Yisrael hu noisen ois v'satzum aslom. Hashem gives us strength. Hashem gives us and we give him this two-directional flow. And here Rav Nosson Zal is talking about a flow of avo and rotzoin and ishtoikikus and kisufin to Hashem. A chesed that we are directing kaviyochel to Hashem. That's a response to Hashem showing us a chesed in taking us out of a tzorah. V'zehu yoidu l'ashem chazdoi v'nifloisav v'nei odom. Ki al yidei ha-chesed hazeh shubchin as rotzim v'kisufim toivim, al yidei zeh nase kol ha-nifloi shaboylam. It's through this chesed, which chesed? The chesed that we express in our hoidot to Hashem. When a Jew gives praise to Hashem, the praise to Hashem is an expression of our love, our deep love for Hashem. And love, the word ahava, is synonymous with chesed. So therefore, we are expressing this chesed, which, and by doing that, that results in niflois of the bnei adam. That's what makes niflois. That's what makes miracles happen. Al yidei shenitztayer en hoiseis l'toivo. Because in this shevach that we're giving to Hashem, in these words of praise that we're giving to Hashem, We're taking letters of the Torah and formatting them into something good, into something positive. And that creates, that results in things happening within the world, in positive things happening in the world. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas dalet tzrichim lohoidosanal. And now we understand why it says that there are four different types of people that have to give this specific shevach tashem, this specific praise tashem, birkas ha-goymer. Sheheim, which are Tob Amidbor Bishimon Dorach. Number one, a person who's been wandering through the desert. You know, a person who entered the desert and came out of it okay. V'yoyshvei choyshech, or people that are in darkness, in tremendous darkness. Shehem yoyshvim b'veisu asurim. This is talking about a person who's been put into jail, prison. This is talking about the good old days when jail used to be dark, dungeons, not like today where they have color TV and, you know, we're talking about when things were normal. Shehem yoyshvim b'veisu asurim kisheyoytzim, when a person is zocher to get out of prison. V'choylev and isrape. The third person is a person who was sick and went into a life-threatening sickness and came out of it okay. And the fourth is Yurde Hayom Kishel Mishum, a person who goes traveling in the ocean and comes out of that okay. Kikol Hasakonoi Soivram Alelu Hadalit, Hu Kifi Hapegam Shepogmu Bibchinois Hamivorim Bahatoi Ranal. Because the Sakonois, the sakona that a Jew is going through when he enters into one of these four situations, chas v'shalom, he gets put into prison, or he finds himself having to cross the ocean, or cross a desert, or chas v'shalom, cross a serious illness, you know, in all of these cases, the sakona came up implies that the person was poigain in one of the things that's mentioned in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Sha'al Yodam Boam Likisufim Toivim, whereby the things that are mentioned in Likutei Moran there lead to good desires. Shaideze Nistakein Hakoil, which is the tikkun for everything. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining and showing the direct parallel between each one of these four and the four major items mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Kimavorashom, because it's explained over there in Likutei Moran, Shetzdoko Menaheges Kol Galgalei Horokia. That tzedakah, charity, is the thing that guides the constellations of the stars, which are what guide, to a degree, the people's travels in this world, and guide a lot of what goes on in this world. Rabbeinu Zalveir brings a posuk, ki biglal hadover hazeh, which that posuk is written by tzedakah, and the Gemara says, galgal hu achoizer. Galgal means a ball, a wheel of fortune-like, and galgal also means the galgalim, the heavenly spheres, which are guided by tzedakah. V'ikr shlemus hatzedakah walidei Shabbos emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shows that tzedakah is incomplete without Shabbos, because the Gemara says by tzedakah that a person who gets blessed with six blessings, and if he appeases the Oni, he gets blessed with 11 blessings. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the numbers should really be 7 and 12. The planets and constellations are really 7, or why is it 6 and 11? So he says because tzedakah is incomplete without an additional ingredient. The additional ingredient is emuna, which is synonymous with Shabbos. That's number one. V'lizkois lozeh, and the way that a person is zochet to emuna is hualidei tikkun habris, is through tikkun habris. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk there, ubrisi ne'emenes loy, that the emuna is dependent on bris. V'tikkun habris hu bebeis b'chinois, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that tikkun habris is on two levels. There are two levels of tikkun habris. There's bris tato and bris ilo. Hainu b'chinas tzadik v'lamdon, ayin shah. One is called tzadik and the other one is called lamdon. We discussed this in the introduction to this halacha. Look over there in the Likutei Moran. V'zehu b'chinas dalid hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says these four elements that are discussed in Likutei Moran, the tzedakah and the emuna and the tikkun habris, the two types of tikkun habris, are three and four. These four items correspond to these four types of situations, scenarios that a Jew finds himself going through sakona. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki tov b'midbar b'shimon derech zehu nimshach kifi ma shepogam b'tzedakah. Shehi menaheges kol galgalei horakia. The first category, the person who's wandering, you know, going through the desert, and again it uses this word, bishimon derech. that's associated with a pigam in tzedakah, because we had learned in Likutei Moran there that tzedakah is what guides the Galgali Rokia, as is explained over there in paragraph 4 in chapter 31 on Likutei Moran. V'zeh l'shoinoi, these are the words of Rabbein Ezra. He's quoting Rabbein Ezra now. V'da, you should know, shehayisurim sheyesh lo'odom bedrochim, that the suffering that a person goes through in travel, chubesibas galgalei horakia, is tied into the heavenly spheres, v'chulu, etc., etc. And Rabbein Ezra goes on to say over there, v'zehu b'chinas tzedek lefonov yahalech v'yosim lederech pomov. And therefore, because it's tied into the heavenly spheres, and because tzedakah is what leads the heavenly spheres, that's why it's so important to give tzedakah before you go out on a trip, before you take a trip. As the Gemara quotes the pasuk, tzedek lefonov yahalech, your tzedakah will go before you, v'yosim lederech pomov, and it'll prepare a path for you. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, Mevoyer Shom, so we see clearly there, Shetikun HaDerech Hu Al Yidei Tzedakah, Ayin Shom, that the main tikkun of a derech, of a path, when a person's traveling, is tzedakah. So Rabbein Ezra says, the first category, the person who's traveling through the desert, let's say, is tied into this union of tzedakah. Next, V'yoshvei Choshech, Shem Yoshvei B'veis Asurim, the people who are in darkness, sitting in darkness, which means people who are imprisoned, Ze Nimshach Al Yidei Shepogam B'Shabbos Emuna. That implies that the person has been poigim in Shabbos, which is synonymous with Emuna. Ki Shabbos Hu Cheirus, because one of the nicknames of Shabbos, Shabbos is called freedom. During the 6 days of the week, we are in servitude. Sheishis yomim ta'avoid. 6 days of avdus. We're servants, right? We're slaves. We're enslaved. Shabbos is freedom. Oilam acherus, it's called. Shepech hatofus beveis asurim, which is the opposite of a person who finds himself in prison. Va'ayin oid l'kaman mizeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, stay tuned. We're going to elaborate on this more also. Number three, v'choyle v'nisrape, a person who's gone through a very serious illness and came out of it okay, hu kefi ha-pegam v'hatikun shel b'chinas bris tato. That's tied into where the person is holding in bris tato, the lower level of tikkun ha-bris, which is shehu isur v'heter, which is dealing with all kinds of things in Yiddishkeit that are under the subtitle of isur v'heter. Osir mutter, kosher, pusel, tomei, toher, all of those things. Shehu bechinas rokia hamavdil bein mayin dachyon lemayin mesoavim. In Kabbalistic terms, this is referred to, rokia is a nickname for bris. Rokia is the letters ikor. Rokia is a heaven which divides between pure waters and impure waters. That's this concept of mutter and osir. Toher and Tomei, Bein Isabel, the Kamoshe Kosushon, as Rabbein Ezra discusses over there in Likutei Moran. Shezehu Bechinas Hahavdolo Vahabirur Bein Dam Ledom, Bein Dam Tomei Ledam Toher, Bein Main Merur and Lamain Mesukin. This is the concept of the distinction between pure blood and impure blood, bitter waters and sweet waters, which are all different terms that are used to refer to purity versus impurity. Ukefi ha-pigam she-poigmim bozeh chas v'shalom, and to the degree chas v'shalom that a Jew is poigim in this category of iser v'heter, ve'ein mafrishnu mevaren hetev bein dam ledam bein tohar letomei, and a person is not careful to make a division between purity and impurity, between right and wrong, good and bad, mishom boim kol ha-choylois chas v'shalom. That's where all illnesses come from. Ki kol hachoylois al yidei tagburas hadamim ho achurim al yidei pigam hadalad morois, because all types of illnesses are tied into a spoilage in the blood, an infection in the blood, some type of a spoilage in the blood, which is mizgaber al yidei pigam hadalad morois, because the person has been poigim in four elements, shehem bechinas mayim marurim, which are under this title of bitter waters. Kishein zoichen lahafrishu lahavdil hadomim toir midomim tmeim al yidei birur hahalocha levarer ho'osur v'amutar atome v'ator, when a person is not zoiche to separate between pure and impure, right and wrong, etc., etc., all categories of Issa v'Heter, that's what results, chas v'shalom, in illness. Nimtzo, shecholah v'nisrapo hu kefi ha-pegam v'tikin b'chinas bristato. So therefore, the category of cholah shenisrapo is parallel to this concept of bris tator. You know, it's a barometer to show a person where they're holding in this union of bris tator. Now keep in mind, when Rav Nosson Zal uses this word, ki kol ha-choylois, obviously to every rule there could be exceptions. This doesn't mean that when you see a tzaddik ador, let's say sick, this shows that he was poigim and isa v'heter. There could be other circumstances. Rav Nosson Zal is using a major generalization. He's saying that generally, this is what it implies. Obviously, there could be exceptions to every rule. You'll learn 5 pages later in the Kotei Halachos where he'll show you something different. You know, he'll qualify it. A person has to be very careful when they see something like this, not to just cut this out and put this on there. And now they have a rule. Now, this is Breslov says this and this, period. What Breslov says, you have to learn 5,000 pages to get a clear picture, you know, to get it all clear. Next, number 4. The Yorde Hayom Kishoilim, people who go down, who go to the ocean, you know, who go traveling in the ocean, and they come out of it okay. Hu kefi tikin b'chinas bris ilo. That's tied into the 4th item mentioned over there in the Likutei Moran, which is the tikun of bris ilo, the upper level of tikun bris. Shehu rokia hamavdil b'mayin iloin lemayin tatuin. That corresponds to the heaven which separates not between pure and impure, like we said earlier, but between upper and lower. Both upper and lower are both categories of purity, but it's two different levels of purity, upper waters and lower waters. Two different categorizations completely. Before we spoke about pure waters versus impure waters. Now we're talking about within the realm of purity, upper waters and lower waters. Sheze b'chinas yehi rokia b'soy chamoyim v'hi mavdil ben mayim lomoyim. This corresponds to that pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, that there is a sky was suddenly placed between the upper waters and lower waters to separate between them. Shezeo b'chinas hanoisein bayam derech u'b'mayim azim nesiva. Rav Nosson Zal now quotes a pasuk in Nach, where the pasuk speaks about a person carving out a path through the ocean and through powerful waters carving out a path. This pasuk is the title pasuk that the Arizal uses in the Soid Kavonas Elul, where he speaks about the concept of Tikun HaBris. So this pasuk is associated specifically with the union of Shmiras HaBris, Bris Ilo. Shemishom nimshach hakoyach shel kol ha'oniyos ha'olchos b'soch hayam. This is the spiritual power that drives all the ships that are traveling through the ocean. Bechinas derech oniyo b'lev yom. As the pasuk says, the path. Note that word derech is used. Derech oniyo. The derech of the ship is in the heart of the ocean, you know, in the thick of the ocean. And again, this word derech is associated with Tikun HaBris. This is all tied into chapter 6 in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 6, and a few other chapters in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this concept of Hanoisin Beyam Derech and emphasizing the Soid Kavonas El. V'alkein kol yorde hayam bo'aniyois oisem alocha b'mayim rabim ikor koichom lalois mishom b'sholoim ho'aidei koyach hatzadikim. And it's for this reason that those Jews who go out to sea in ships and they travel the high seas, the powerful waters, their main ability to be zecha, to come out of it okay, is dependent on the power of tzadikim, shein bebechinas tikun bris ilo. Those tzadikim who are zecha to be on a level of bris ilo, who keep shmiras habris of the bris ilo. Shehu rokia hamavdil bein mayim lamoyim. Shemishom nimshach hakoyach sheyia derach bayam. That's what affects the carving out of the path in the ocean, whether the path should be a stormy path where ships capsize and drown and planes fall into the ocean, chas v'shalom, or chas v'shalom, the opposite. Bechinas hanoisin bayam derech, as we see again, that this posuk that's associated with tikun habris, shmiras habris, hanoisin derech, its literal interpretation is talking about mamish carving a path in the ocean. Bechinas derech oniyo b'lev yom v'kanal. Nimtza. Rav Nosson says now to summarize, She'elu hadalet tzrichen lahoidois hem bebechinas dalet tikunim anal. So therefore, the four categories of people who are required to say birchas hagoimel correspond exactly to the four tikunim that Rabbi Nizal describes in that chapter in Likutei Moran. The tzedakah, the emunah, bris tatoa and bris siloah. Shem tikun atzedakah, v'tikun shabbos emunah, v'tikun bris tatoa, shu isra v'heter, v'tikun bris siloah, shu shmiras habris kodesh. Shezehu ikar bechinas tzadik. Bris iloh is the real thing that a person earns the title tzadik for. Kali de tikun kol elu hadalet bechinois. Because by a Jew being zeche to be misakin these four things, to be misakin his tzedakah, to be misakin his emunah, his shabbos, to be misakin his bris tator, and being misakin his bris iloh, Zoichen lekisufim toivim. This is how a person zoicha to have good desires and good yearnings to Hashem. Shehem nefoshois toivois, which means good souls. As we learned earlier, the word nefesh means rotzoin. Shaydeze metzairen hoisis shela Torah letoiv. And this is what results in the letters of the Torah being formatted in a positive way, to form good words, words of celebration, words of kindness. And this is what results in the person being rescued and saved and coming out successful from all types of tzoros and sakonos. The question was just raised regarding tzo'oko. Is tzo'oko referring to actual loud screaming or silent scream, as Rabbi Nizal discusses in some places? The answer is both, depending on where a person finds themselves. Rav Nosson Zal here is definitely referring to loud screaming, and he's referring to when a person finds themselves in a place where their loud screaming will not harm anybody or disturb anybody or be conspicuous or anything like that, then it's very good to scream out loud. There are many tikkunim. Rabbi Nizal discusses this in several places in Likutei Moran, explaining several different tikkunim that are accomplished when a Jew lets it go, you know, breaks loose and really screams to Hashem, turning up the volume, really giving it everything you have. Rabbi Nizal gives us an additional etzah that a person should know that when they're not privileged to be in that kind of environment, when they're not home alone, or when they're not in a forest with nobody else around, they're not nekan, that it's possible for a person to be screaming with everything they have, and a person standing 5 inches away doesn't hear it and doesn't know about it, where the scream is going on inside the person. It's not coming out, where nobody on the outside can hear it, and yet the person is screaming from their heart, from inside, and the scream is being released in their brain, in their mind, an earth-shattering scream, and nobody's hearing it. So again, when a person has to, they do the silent scream. When a person can, they do the actual loud scream. Vayitzaku l'Hashem means screaming, real screaming to Hashem, full volume, etc. That's one item. The second item, question that was raised, was Rav Nosson Zal was talking about two things here, Tzo'oko Tashem and Shevach Hoido Tashem. The answer is these are two of approximately 5 or 6 major branches of tefillah. Anytime a Jew wants to ask Hashem for something, it's always good and proper to precede it by a Shevach Hoido Tashem. The Gemara says that tefillah is called a double-edged sword. Roimim oiskel begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throat, v'cheref pifiois biodom, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hand. What's the two edges? Shvochoi shel mokoim and shilas tzrochov. That in order for a tefillah to be effective, usually it needs a minimum of those two ingredients. Because in order to open your mouth, how can you ask somebody for something without being positive beyond any iota of doubt that the one you're asking can help you, can and will and want, you know, help you? And the way that you enforce that inside of yourself, the way that you give yourself 100% confidence and trust that you're asking the right person, you're asking the right one, and you definitely can and will be helped, is by reminding yourself of all the things they've already done to help you and acknowledging that really, really serious. One example of that Rav Nosson Zal gives is where he says that before we start the Shmon Esrei, we have that big, big paragraph, Ezra Savoiseinu Atohu Me'olam, Mogeinu Moshio Lahem. What are we saying there? Hashem, you're the one who helped our forefathers all the time. Them, you protected them, you were a Mogein to them, Moshio Lahem V'levneim, not just for them, Lahem V'levneim Achreim. Them and their children, everything. Emesmi Mitzrayim Galtoi. We repeat, we remind ourselves, and we're bringing it up, putting it in Hashem's face. You're the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. You killed their Bechot. You did all of this. Therefore, I'm ready to present the things I need to ask for. And even in Shmoin Esrei itself, we declare, we say it full blast. You, Hashem, I know for a fact that you are the one who brings redemption to them and to us, 100%. So every tefillah is this right-left combination. Shvoche shomokoyim, and again, not on 3 watts, on 3 billion watts, a person really turning it on. That if a person wants to play the Yeshua, to kill himself in the tefillah. We're talking about, we just had a fast day a few days ago, Shivos HaBetamos, on the Kriya Sator that we read on a fast day, begins with the words, Vayechal Moshe. Vayechal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu got sick. That's one of the definitions of Yechal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got sick in tefillah. He davened so hard that he got sick. He almost, Rabbeinu Zal, in Shvoche Ran Sich Zoran, we hear that he davened sometimes till he was going to pass out. That's tefillah. Tefillah isn't something with your legs crossed. Unfortunately, in some synagogues, they set it up. The chairs are set up. So you're coming into Davin. It's like you're coming to watch a movie of Hashem. Don't realize that the person's coming to Davin. Fasten your seatbelt. That's what it is. You're going into a fighter jet. A jet fighter, a phantom jet, and you have bullets whizzing right past your head. Not bullets, missiles. And you're in a battlefield, and there's angels coming to that want to swallow you up every different way and cut you up into little pieces, and you have one to turn. There's only one avenue of rescue, and it's only Hashem, and now Vayitzakol Hashem. That's what he's talking about here. Paragraph Gimel, Ki Iker Tachlis HaToiro Hu Kishezoichen Lamaisim Toivim. Because the main goal of Torah, the main objective of Torah, is when a person is zoicha to good deeds. Kamashikosov, Tachlis, Torah, Tshuva, Maisim Toivim. As the Gemara says, that the goal of Torah is Tshuva and good deeds. Ki haTorah menaheges kol ha'olam. Because the Torah controls and drives and guides and rules the whole world. And what determines how the Torah drives the world? The ritzonos that are going on, the ritzonos that Jews are giving forth, based on what kind of energy Klal Yisrael is putting out there with their good ritzonos, so chas shalom the opposite, that's what's formatting the letters of the Torah to format oimek or to format nega, to format tzoro or tzoyhar. Because when Jews are zoichet to have good desires, which result in good actions, that's what results in the letters of the Torah being formatted in a positive way. Thereby affecting a tikkun for the 4 different branches of Torah. Shehem b'chinas ha-dalet hanal, which also tie in perfectly to the 4 types of people that we're discussing here. Shetzrichen lahoidos, who have to say birchas ha-goymel. Shehem b'chinas ha-dalet tikkunim hanal, ha-mavoram b'tornal, which correspond to the 4 tikkunim mentioned in the chapter in Likutei Moran. Shehem tzdoko ve'emuna, and bristato and brisilo. Ki dalet chelkei ha-toiro hu b'chinas paradis. Because we know that there are 4 branches of the Torah which are referred to by the term pardes, the orchard of Torah. Shehem, which are, the pei stands for pshat, the resh stands for remez, the dalet stands for drush, and the samach stands for soid. Pshat means the simple standard, the basic translation of the words of the Torah. Remez means the hints of the Torah. Drush means something that's more deeper than just hints. And soid means the secrets of Torah. Kemuva, as is brought. Uvekulam ein lohem shleimus kiim aide kisufim toivim. And all of these four branches of the Torah are incomplete. Their shleimus is dependent on good ritzonos. She'al yodom ikar hatzir l'toiv. That's, it's the good ritzonos that will format the Torah in a positive way, or chas v'shalom the opposite. Shezehu b'chinas hadalit shenichnesu l'pardes hamuzkorim b'Torah. And with this, you can connect this to another item that's mentioned in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. Rabbeinu Zal mentions the four great rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, and Acher, who entered into the Paradise. They entered into a very, very high spiritual level. Afal Pikein lo yotzu kulam b'sholem b'tachlis ha-shleimus. Not all of them came out completely successful. Kiim kol echot kifi kisufov u'maisim toivim. But rather, each and every one of these tzaddikim, based on their desires, based on their good desires, and based on their good deeds, that's what determined the perfection of the success of how they came back, how they returned from this adventure, from this high, incredible aliyah. Dahainu, meaning, Rabbi Akiva, shehoyo sholem b'masov hatoivim b'shleimus, Rabbi Akiva, who was perfect, who was 100% complete in his good deeds, he is the only one of the four who entered in peace and left in peace. That's the wording in the Gemara, meaning that he came out perfectly without any negative effects whatsoever. Uben Azai, Uben Zoyma, the two other great tzaddikim that went up there, afal pi shehoyu tzaddikim gedolim, even though they were very great tzaddikim, afal lo yehoyu shleimim betachlis kamoi Rabbi Akiva. However, they were not as perfect and as sholem as Rabbi Akiva. Al kein, and therefore, ze hitzitz venivgo, ze hitzitz umeis. You know, one of them, the Gemara says, his mind was affected, where when he came back, when he would speak, people couldn't understand what he was saying, which implies some kind of a tiny, tiny, tiny kind of defect. It doesn't mean, chashom, that he lost his mind, chashom. It means that he came back, he couldn't put it together in a way that people should be able to understand what he was saying, which again implies some type of a defect. And the other one, Hitzitzumeis, and one of them actually died. And again, not died as a punishment or anything, died meaning his neshama left him. He couldn't hold it together. He couldn't maintain the connection between his body and neshama because he had gone to such a high, high place. Whereas Acher, the fourth one, Shehoyo Tino Belibe, who had some dirt in his heart, Kasher Hoychiach Soifoy, as was shown later on by things he ended up doing later on, Shetofas Zoino Beshuk, Kamoishom Razal. The Gemara says he grabbed an illicit woman in the marketplace, so we see that there was something wrong with him. Alkein Kitzeitz Benetiois Legamrich. Therefore, the Gemara says, Rachmon al-Tzlan, that he was poigim, he messed up in a very big way. The literal translation of Kitzeitz Benetiyos is, he cut down the saplings like. In other words, Rachmon al-Tzlan, he caused destruction in the heavenly field. Ki afal pi shehoyo lamden godol umuflag batoira kol kach. Because despite the fact that Acher was so great a lamden and so extraordinary in his knowledge of Torah, vohoyo biyodoi kol dalid chelke hapardes, and he possessed solidly all four sections of Torah, afal pikein, despite that, me'achar shelohoyo sholem b'maisov koroi loze, because of the fact that his good deeds didn't match exactly all of his knowledge of Torah. He didn't match every grain of knowledge with a grain of good deeds. The koisvav utshukos lehoye l'roa, and his desires were unfortunately, again, not completely proper. Al kein motzo es shaloi. Therefore, he ended up finding what he was supposed to find. Ad shen ispaker, to the point where Rachman al-Tzlan, he became an apikoris, v'kitzeitz benetiyas Rachman al-Tzlan, and he actually caused destruction. He wreaked havoc. Ki ikur shlemus dalid chelke hapardes heim al yedei ki sufim toivim. Because the main success in all four branches of Torah is dependent on good desires. Ki lamden b'loy tzidkus enoy klum. Because a person who has a brilliant mind, a person who understands, who can drink up knowledge and understand and spit it back, learn it and teach it, etc., etc., that's zero. Ki dalet chelke apardoi sein bechinas dalet hadalet tikunim anal shein bechinas dalet tzricham lohoyos kanal, because the four branches of Torah correspond to the four tikunim mentioned in Likutei Moran over there, which correspond to the four types of people who have to ben shgoimel shein tikun atzdoko shehu tikun holchei drochim v'tikun shabbos emuna shehu bechinas tikun chovish b'veis asurim v'tikun isur v'heter shehu tikun acholah shenisrape v'tikun abris. There's a direct correspondence between the four branches of Torah and these four, who we said correspond to the four avoidos that are mentioned there in Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go on in the next few paragraphs to show the direct kesher between each branch of Torah and a person ben shin goimel and the corresponding tikkun in Likutei Moran for that. Paragraph Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to show us the four branches of Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, how they coincide directly with the four different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 31 on Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, which were Tzedakah, Emunah, Shabbos, Emunah / Shabbos was the second one, and the third and fourth were Bris Tator and Bris Ilor. Bris Tator was the keeping of all the laws of Isur Veheter, and Bris Ilor was what we call Shmiras Bris Kodesh. And we'll see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this all in together now. We're going to go a little bit slower now for these next three or four paragraphs, because he's discussing things that take careful thought. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki bechinas pshat, hu bechinas tikkun Bris Tator. The study of Pshat of Torah, Pashteoraisa, the simple translation and understanding of the words of the Torah, corresponds to the Tikkun of Bris Tator, Shehu Bechinas Malach Memtes, which corresponds to the angel Memtes that I think we mentioned previously, that in heaven there are two yeshivas, in heaven there are many yeshivas, two of the leading yeshivas in heaven. One of them is called Mesifta Ilor, of which Hashem himself is the Rosh Yeshiva, Kaviyachol. And in that yeshiva, there's no questions and answers. There's no negotiation. It's like the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's pure halacha. It's decisions. No negotiations. No debates. Whereas there's a yeshiva. One of the next highest level yeshivas in heaven is called Mesifta Derokia, of which the Rosh Yeshiva there is called the Malach Memtes, this particular angel. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that in this second yeshiva, it's the concept of Mishnah. It's like our Talmud Bavli, where there is kosher, posel, tomei, tohor, osur, mutter. There is negotiation, there is debate, kavyochum. Shekol Mishisha Sidrei Mishnah, where this angel is a composite of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Shemevarer Ho'osur Vamutar, which is involved in clarifying forbidden from permissible, v'chulu, etc. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Shekol Zehu Bechinas Pshat, and all of this is within the framework of Pashtei Oraisa, what we call the Limud of Pshat of Torah. Dahainu Pshat HaHalacha. Shalidei Zeh Iker Birur HaHalacha. That's how we come to a clarification
of what the halacha is, what a person should do or shouldn't do, or is permitted to, not permitted. Levarer ho'osur v'amutar, to try to clarify what's forbidden, what's permissible. Shekol zeh hu b'chinas tikun bris tato. This is what's included in the term of tikun bris tato that Rabbein Ezal mentioned in the chapter on Likutei Moran. So pshat, the limud of pshat of Torah, corresponds to what Rabbein Ezal called the tikkun of bris tato, which is isur veheter, which is related to the shisha sidrei mishnah, which is related to the malach memtes. Umi she poigem bozeh, and a Jew who chas v'shalom is poigem in this, he's poigem in inyonim of isur veheter, he's poigem in the limud of pashtei oraisa, al yidei zeh bo choilos rachman otzlan. That leads to illness. Because we had learned before that the four tikkunim that Rabbein Ezal mentions in Likutei Moran correspond to the four types of people who have to say Birkas HaGomel. And now, in each one of these next paragraphs, Rabbein Ezal is going to show the correspondence between a branch of the Torah, one of the four people who benches Gomel, and one of the four tikkunim that Rabbein Ezal gives in Likutei Moran. So for now, it's Pshat, which corresponds to Bris Tato, which corresponds to a person who had a major operation or came out of a major sickness, okay, and has to say Birchas HaGomel. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Hal yidei she'enoi mevarer bein dam ledam, bein mayin dachyan lamayin mesoavin kanal. Through the fact that the person is not it does not perform the tikkun of bringing a clarity between kosher blood and unkosher blood, for example, in the case of a woman, when she's kosher or unkosher, as being decided whether there's dam nida, dam of impurity, or dam that is pure in certain cases, or separating between pure waters and impure waters, as we discussed that when Hashem created the world at first, there was a separation between upper waters and lower waters. That was one level of separation. There was a second separation between pure waters and impure waters. Shekol zeh bechinas pegam hapshat. And all of this is tied into a person being pegam in the branch of Torah that's called pshat. She'enoi mevare pshat ha-halocha, where the person is not zeichet to clarify the pshat of the halocha, the simple, practical application of the halacha. Shezeh bechinas, this is tied into what the Torah tells us, that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, vayimoraru es chayehem ba'avoido kosher, the Egyptians made their lives bitter by putting them through hard labor, ba'avoido kosher, b'choymer u'b'leveinim. That's the wording in the pasuk. The Zohar HaKadosh on that pasuk says, Kosha miloshin kushya. The Egyptians made them struggle as a result of Klal Yisrael being in exile. They suffered from questions, from difficult questions. That's the kosha. Choymer ulevenim is bechumra chumrois, knowing when to be strict, when not to be strict. Levenim is libun halocha, in being able to bring clarity to what Hashem requires us to do, what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. That was the heaviness and the difficulty, that was the worst difficulty of Klal Yisrael being in Golos. Because there's a pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. My nation is in exile from lack of clarity of the mind. The definition of Golos is Bli Das, Pegam Hadas, deficiency in Das. Kama Shekosov B'Tikunim, as is discussed in Tikkunei Zohar. Dahainu, Rav Nosson Zal elaborates now on the brief comment of the Tikkunei Zohar. Dahainu, shekosheloi kushyois v'chumrois. We're talking about a person who's struggling with questions in Yiddishkeit and chumrois, difficulties. Ve'eino yochol lelabno ulavaro. And he can't bring whiteness, clarity to the situation. It's gray, it's black, it's hazy, it's dark. And this is what really embittered the lives of Klal Yisrael. And this is exactly what happens when a person becomes very ill. Shebo alide his gabrus hadalid morois. The Sforim tell us that illness comes when there are certain elements which in the body which get out of balance. These dalid morois, special parts of the body, items in the body that get out of balance or out of whack. Bechinas mayin maririn, this concept of these bitter waters, shemishom kol hacholos shemamarin chayot mchashom, which are the source of all illnesses that make people's lives bitter. Now, on a spiritual level, it comes from a place called mayin maririn, you know, these bitter waters, these arba morois inside the body. Ki hacholas hi kilkul hachayim, because sickness implies a spoilage of the person's life. The person's life is messed up. Bechinas vayamoraru es chayayim. Ki hacholas somuch lemisa, because we know that illness is actually a taste of death. Chas v'shon. Kimoshikosu, as the pasuk says, vayagiu at sharei moves. When it describes in chapter 107 in Tehillim, when it discusses the four types of people that have to say Birkas HaGoymel, Sheze Nimshach Al Yedei Pegam Bechinas HaPshat, which comes from a person being Poigim in the area of Pshat, Shehu Bechinas Pegam Bris Tato, which we said corresponds to a Pegam in the lower Bris, She'eno Yzoicha Levarer HaHalocha, whereby the person is not Zoicha to bring clarity to the halacha, levarer ho'osur v'amuter, to separate between forbidden and permissible, lahafrish bein mayin dachyan l'mayin mesoven, to separate between pure waters and impure waters, bein dom l'dom, between blood that's pure and impure blood, shekol ze machmas hakashyos v'choymer halacha. This is all based on the questions that the person suffers from and the difficulty of the halacha, sheze bechinas vayemoraru es chayeyem b'avoydakosha b'kushya v'chulo. This is what the pasuk means, the Zohar HaKadosh says, when it speaks about the Jews being in exile and their lives being embittered with difficulty. Nimtza, shebechinas pshat hu bechinas bris tato. So therefore we've shown you that the area of the study of pshat of Torah is connected, directly connected to what Rabbeinu Zal refers to in the chapter as the tikkun of bris tato, shalidei pegam ze bo choylas rachman alzon. And when a Jew is poigim in the limud pshat of Torah, or poigim in the bris tato, which is the whole area of iser veheter, it results in choylas, it results in illness. Ulehepech, and the opposite is also true. Kefi atikun, to the degree that a person is working at being mesakein the area of limud of pshat of Torah, or being mesakein his dealings in isur v'heter, kein zoicha lehisrapois. That's what helps the person become healed, become cured from an illness. Dehainu b'chinas choyla v'nisrapesh shu echot mi'adal kanal, corresponding to the category of a person who got sick and came out of it okay, which is one of the four people who has to say Birchas HaGoymel. Paragraph Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal says Remez, the second branch or level of the study of Torah, which is studying the hints of the Torah. Ze bechinas tikkun shel holchei drochim. This corresponds to the tikkun of people who traveling. Shehu al yedei tzedaka, which we said, we quoted from Likut Imran, again, the beginning of chapter 31 of Likut Imran, that Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the tikkun for people who are traveling, who want to assure themselves a safe trip and a successful trip and a good trip, Baruch Nis and Begashmis, is tzedaka. Kanal, as we learned earlier. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, and listen to this, this is going to be so important. He's giving us such inside information about becoming religious, number one, and even the issue of coming close to the tzaddik, what to expect and what not to expect. Ki ikar yediyas haderech hayoshor be'emes la'amitoi iefshar lahoros beferish. Because to be able to give a person the understanding, the real, real, clear, perfect, honest, total understanding of what the right path is, to define that for a person with perfect clarity, yefsher lohoyrois beferush. It's impossible for that to be done for anybody clearly, for that to be spelled out totally and clearly for any person. Kiim beremez. But rather, a very large part of that can only be given to the person in hints, where the tzaddik can't spell out everything totally clearly. He's not supposed to. He's not allowed to. He can't. He can give a person certain hints, bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, askilcha v'orcha bederech zutelech, iatzo lechoini. I will give you knowledge and wisdom and light to show you what path to go on. I'll wink my eye at you. You know, like sometimes a person wants somebody to know something, but they can't spell it out. They'll wink with their eye, and that tells the person, yeah, go for it, or don't do it, you know, whatever the implication is. But it's something that can't be spoken. It's only a motion with the eye or a facial motion that gives the person an idea that if the person is really serious and they really, really are positive that they want to do the right thing, they're going to pick up on it. They're not going to say, well, he never told me I have to do that. He never told me what. They're going to be looking not just for what they're being told clearly, but they're going to understand that there's so much that can't and shouldn't be said clearly, that depends on the sincerity of the person themselves, how serious they are about searching for the emes lamitoi, and therefore how sensitive they are in picking up not just what's being spelled out clearly, but in picking up everything. The concept of shimush chachamim, certain things that just watching what the Talmud Chacham himself does. And judging, even if he doesn't tell you to do it, you know, but if you see that he's doing it and he's not eating a certain thing, why should you want to take a lighter view than, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Ki efshir levayer ulefaresh kol hamevuchos v'hatousim sheyesh b'halichas hadrochim afilu begashmius. Because even on a physical level, if someone's taking a trip, somebody who's never been to Canada before, or Lahavdol, somebody who's never been to Eretz Yisrael before, and I want to give them directions exactly how to get to the Maror HaMachpelah, and I'm telling them, well, you land in Tel Aviv and you take a car, you go to Yerushalayim, and from there you drive, they're renting a car, and I'm going to give them driving instructions. In most cases, it's just about impossible to give the person perfect, exact, clear, every single detail. Because for all you know, the person gets onto a road, and there's a sign there, this road is closed today. And the guy says, what do you mean? You didn't tell... I couldn't tell you everything. I could give you a lot of information, I could tell you several different possibilities, and I could tell you to be prepared for possibilities of things that we're both not aware of, and to do the best you can. That's even begashmius. Ki mikol derech v'derech mispatzlin u'misparshin kama v'kama drochim nevoichim min atzad she'efshar lisois bohem. Because each road you take, each path you take, there are branches. There's a divider in the road, or this little thing that comes out from here, or this overpass, or this underpass, that it's almost impossible. It would just take too long for a normal person under normal circumstance to go into every detail and explain to you every potential of mistake. And we find, in fact, that this is what happens many times. A person gives somebody directions, and they're positive that they gave the person perfect directions, and the guy says, well, when I came there, I did... Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot that... I didn't realize that you're right, that's a place where I should have told you more clearly about that, or over there, that you have to bear right, or bear left. Or as soon as you make the turn, you have to get right away into another lane, because if you don't, that's right, because you didn't get into that other lane, you couldn't make the turn there, and all of these details. This is begashmius. Ma kolshkein ve kolshkein be'inyin drochem unesivois beruchnius bavoides Hashem. How much more complicated it is, and how much more potential for mistakes there is when we're talking about spiritual paths, when we're talking about ruchnius directions, when it comes to serving Hashem. She'i efshir b'shum oifen levayer ulefaresh lekol echod ve'echod haderech hayoshor b'chol yoyim uv'chol eis lehechon yifne lehatzel nafshon mashe tzorach linotzil. It is impossible whatsoever to explain to every single student, to every single person, the exact proper path that he should take each and every single day, what he should do each and every single day, within every single circumstance that's going to come up in his life. you know, which way to turn in order to save himself from what he has to save himself, in order to save himself from the bullets that are coming at him from his Yetzirah and, you know, from all the different kind of things. Ki yesh derech yosher lifnei ish, because there's a pasuk in Koheles that says there's a straight path in front of a person that leads to success, that leads to goodness. Va'achriso darchei moves. And the reverse of it, the opposite of it, leads to death, destruction. Ukameshikosuv Admorzal al posuk toisi kese oived. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in a famous chapter on Likud Imran, where the chapter is based on a posuk in Tehillim, where Dovid HaMelech says, I'm wandering around like a lost sheep. Shetekev kishenoitin ma'at me'aderech, where Rabbeinu Zal says there in that chapter in Likud Imran, that the moment that a person goes off track a little bit, Yoitzin Misham Kama Vakama Drachim Nevoichim. Right away, all kinds of new paths open up to him, where it's not just that he made one wrong turn leads to a cess, and suddenly the person becomes fablunjit, completely lost, where to get out of it is not just turn or make a U-turn and go right back. Suddenly, this turn led him into there, and he made a turn there, and he's totally lost, chas v'shalom. Ayin Shom, look over there in that chapter in the Gutaman, Toisi Kisel Ivet, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on that. Umeyachar Sheroiv Ho'ilom, Kvar To'u Bamidbor Bishimon Derech. And based on the fact that the majority of people are currently in a state of being lost, they are lost. Most people are not riding on the perfect straight path, don't know exactly what they're doing, and aren't doing everything perfectly correctly. So once we start off knowing that we're already a little bit lost and a little bit confused, ki ein tzadik boretz ashias tov leechta, because the Torah tells us that there's just about nobody that's doing perfect good, you know, that isn't making, you know, serious mistakes. And we know that each and every single sin that a Jew commits is another wrong turn. That's another way of looking at it. He made another wrong turn. And if a person, Hashem, did four sins today, he made four wrong turns, not just one wrong turn. And as we say in the Vidui, that we say each and every single day, Tiavnu, Toinu. Toinu means we've gotten lost. Tiavnu, we've committed toivot, we committed sins, and as a result of that, toinu with a tof. Toinu, we're wandering lost. We're drifting. Ve'eich efshe levair ulevarer eich loshuv laderech hayosher. So therefore, how in the world is it possible to explain to person all the information that they need to get back onto the right path? Alkein, therefore, the fact is, the reality is, they have this, you know, today they have all of these expressions, these Americans, these Americans especially. Let's do a reality check. Reality check means let's understand where we are. And that's what that's one of the things Rav Nosenzal is doing in this paragraph for us. He's telling it like it is. You know, he's letting each and every one of us know what the reality is in the majority of Klal Yisrael. You need to know where you are, number one. And number two, you need to know what to expect. If somebody's nice enough to at least spell that out for you, so because unfortunately many, many people end up messing themselves up totally because they had the wrong expectations. What do you mean? I met a rabbi. Now, I have a rabbi, and the rabbi told me to do A, B, C. How was I supposed to know about D, E, F, G, H, I, J, till Z? And the Rashi on that and the Tosis. The answer is here in this paragraph, Rav Nosenzal is spelling it out very clearly, that the rabbi can't, no rabbi, the big Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't spell out everything for his students. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't go that way. Alkein efshir levayar beferish haderech hayosher b'chol eis u'b'chol hiluch v'tnua. It's impossible for the rabbi or the tzaddik or the friend or the parent or whoever it is that's trying to help somebody else, for them to give them perfect clarity, you know, to know exactly what to do in every single situation. Kiim beremez. The only thing is they can give you hints. They can give you ideas, you know, they can give you information which gives you an idea or a picture, you know, a basic direction, that kind of thing. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says again, Askil Chavoyercha B'derech Zutelech, Yatzo Lecheini. I'll give you knowledge, I'll define for you what path to go on, how? I'll wink with my eye. I'll wink with my eye, and you'll understand that this is not such a great idea. Even if I don't spell it out for you, even if I don't tell you, hey, idiot, lunatic, don't do that, because if you do that, if you go on that path, in 6 months you'll probably be dead or you'll be in prison, you know, something like that. Sometimes you can't say that by simply saying, maybe it's not such a good idea. If the person understands, that was enough. That was enough of a statement to let you know that there's a chance that this might end up in very, very serious repercussions. Shemaramzim lohodam b'choleis b'derazu yelech, whereby the person is hinted to all the time. People are always getting hints as to which way to go, etc. V'chol zeh nistakin al yidei tzedaka. And the tikkun for all of this, the tikkun for this traveling, for drachim, for knowing what derech to go on and how to deal with drachim in general, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, tzidkas tomim teyashir darkoi. The charity of a sincere person will smooth out a path for him, will define for him the derech hayosher, will show him what is his derech hayosher. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk. Ba'oirach tzedoko ahalech. I will walk on the path of tzedoko, charity. That this mitzvah of tzedoko is mesugal to help a person in defining the derech for himself. Kalidei tzedoko zoichelelech bederech hayoshor begashmius veruchnius. Because the mitzvah of tzedoko has been given to us by Hashem to help a person be zecha to travel properly, both on a physical level, when he's physically traveling, and in his spiritual travels. Bechinas vayadrichem bederech yosher, as the Pasuk says again in Kuf Zayin and Tehillim, that kavyechol Hashem was madrach them, he led them on a smooth path. Val kein bechinas remez shebetoiro hu bechinas tikkun holchei drachim. And this is why the study of the remozim of Torah, that's the tikkun for the people who are traveling. Shehu al yedei tzedakah, which Rabbi Nezal said was tied into the mitzvah of tzedakah. Shemenaheges kol galgali horakia. Tzedakah is what controls and guides all the heavenly spheres. Shal yodom kol hadrochim, which are what define all the paths, all the roads and highways and everything. Kamo shekosu shom ayin shom, as Rabbi Nezal explains in the beginning of chapter 31 in Likutei Moran over there. Ki hagalgalim soivavim b'chol yoyim u'v'chol eis u'v'chol shor, because the heavenly spheres are constantly in motion. They're spinning and turning and moving. The sun, the moon, the different planets, all of those things, the stars, they're all in constant motion. Shemishom nimshochim kol hashinuyim sheboilam. And that's what causes all the changes that take place in our world, the atmospheric changes and all kinds of physical changes. Shashem izborach mesavev boilomoy, which Hashem makes happen in the world. Shehem choim v'koyer kayitz v'choyerech, hot, cold, winter, summer, you know, spring, windy days, tides, all the different changes that take place. V'chein hashinuyim b'proteus b'chol yoyim v'chol odom v'chol mokoyim. And so too, all these specific changes that take place within each and every single day, within each and every single person. Today he's feeling well, yesterday he wasn't feeling so well, stomach trouble, head, you know, all the different variations. And within every single climate, within every single location. V'hakoil b'shvil l'rameis remozim l'ho'odom she'yoshuv el haderech ha'yosho b'emes. And all of it is for one purpose. All the changes and all the movements of the stars and the heavenly spheres and all the things going on in the world are for one purpose, to guide a person, to guide the human being, to hint, to give human beings the hints that they need to know how to return to the right path. kifioise hayoim vahashoah, based on today, based on right now, kifima shemaram zemloy b'choleis, based on the different hints that Hashem is giving the person at each and every single time. Today is an especially hot day. What does Hashem want for me to... Why is it hot? You know why it's hot? For me to know that I don't have that many choices today. I can go to the shul, which is air-conditioned. I can sit down there, instead of being a moron and just walking around trying to figure out, what do I do today for fun? And end up blowing the whole day and sweating and getting sweaty and grimy. Why not just, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's ruchnius things that I can do, and not broil to death, and not, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, for a person to use every single circumstance, and every single, you know, nuance of what's going on within the time and the place and that he finds himself in, to use it purely to move himself another step closer to Hashem, another step closer to Hashem. As is discussed in chapter 54 in the first half of Likud Imran, the chapter that begins Vayhimi Ketz Shnosayim Yomim, which speaks about Zikoroin Dalmadosi. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Shemaramzim Lohoodom Becholeis Loshev Shlashim Yisborach, that Hashem is constantly sending every single person hints to push him towards coming closer to Hashem. V'hakoil al yidei hashinuyim hanasim b'chol yoyim, al yidei tnuas hagalgalim, shakadosh baruch hu manigoysam b'chochma nifloah. And it's all tied into the differences that take place within every single day, within every single part of the day. The day starts off coolish and gets warmer and hotter, and then it cools down again, cooler, till nighttime. And windy, and the noise in the street, and the day starts off quiet, very quiet. Walk out in the street early in the morning, it's quiet, and it gets noisier as the day continues, and then again, quiets down, you know. All of these differences, all of these changes that take place throughout the day and throughout the different locations that a person finds themselves throughout the day, all of this is hints and pushes, gentle pushes, towards coming closer to Hashem. And it's all tied into how Hashem conducts the movement of these heavenly spheres with incredible wisdom, b'chol eis, at all times, u'machlif es hazmanim, and Hashem changes the times. Every day is different. One day is longer, a day is short. In certain days, the day is longer than the night. Certain times of the year, the night is longer than the day. Certain places in the world, you know, all of these differences. As we say in Maariv, in the beginning of the Tefillah service, that Hashem changes the times and He organizes the stars in their revolutions, all based on His Ratzon. Hakoil kedei l'rameiz l'ho'odom es haderech hayosher shetzoruch loshuv boi ba'oiso yoyes v'ashoh. And all of this is geared towards one purpose, towards hinting to the person how that person has the ability to come closer to Hashem, to return to Hashem from wherever they're at. If a person stops to think, you know, what a great guy Hashem is, and how good Hashem is. People are walking around and they don't know why it's hot today, why it's cold, why is it... Rabbeinu Zal, Likut Imran, shows us how every single thing that's going on, and every single nuance, and every single change in place and time and circumstance and weather and is all Hashem working with us, trying to help each and every single individual person find his way closer to Hashem, find his way to self-improvement, to self-embetterment, you know, in all different things. And those who are poigim in this, what is this? What we just explained. Meaning, they ignore all of these hints. They ignore all the messages that Hashem is sending them. Which are coming from the way the heavenly spheres are moving every single day. About these people, the Pasuk says, Ve'espoyal Hashem lo yabitu. They choose not to look at what Hashem is doing. Umaisi yodov loiro. They don't see Hashem's actions, as they're closing their eyes to everything Hashem is doing for them. Kemo Shadosh Razal, as the Gemara says, She'eno mabitim b'poyel Hashem levorchoy yoytzeror b'shachris umara varovim barvis. The Gemara on that pasuk says that what it's referring to is a person who doesn't say the bracha yoytzeror in the morning with kavona, and he doesn't say the bracha umara varovim, you know, properly in the evening. Rav Nosnal says, Hainu kanal. This is tied into exactly what we spoke about before. Ki ikar birchas yoytzer oyer b'shachris umar evarov and barvis hu levorcho yisborach al chiddush maisa bereishis b'chol yoyim. Because the main reason why we say that bracha in the morning and the other bracha in the evening is to show that we believe in the fact that Hashem renews the world every single day, that there's no such thing as autopilot, there's no such thing as predestined, you know, that everything is new. Kaviyach Hashem creates everything brand new every single day, and everything can change every single day. Kemay Shekosov, as it says within that paragraph, Uvetuvoy mechadesh b'chol yom tomet maaseh bereishis, that out of Hashem's goodness, uvetuvoy, this is a toiv on the part of Hashem, that He makes all of these changes in maaseh bereishis every single day, every single second. Shakol b'shvil horemozem anal, all of it is for this purpose, to be hinting to mankind, to each and every single human being, to be giving them all kinds of hints as to how to improve, how to get better, how to get closer to Hashem. Kedei loshuv lederech hayosher, to be zecher, to get onto the right path, lehiskar ve'levisbor, to come close to Hashem. Ukemavur mizeh b'mokam achar, as is discussed in other places. Nimtzo, therefore, to summarize what we said in this paragraph, sheremez, who bechinas tikkun holchei drachim, the section of Torah, the channel of Torah that's called remez, that level of Torah corresponds to people who are traveling, people who are going through the desert, like as we discussed, you know, who are one of the categories of people after Bench Goimel, when they come out okay. Shehu al yidei bechinas tzedakah, which Rabbeinu Zal had said on Likutei Moran, that the way those people are misaking what they need is through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Shemenaheges kol galgali horakia, which is what controls and leads all the heavenly spheres. A question was just raised. Let's say, for example, a person's trying to do a certain thing, whether it be a mitzvah or a non-mitzvah, or a dover reshus, and they see that it's coming very difficult. They have all kinds of obstacles in doing it. The question is, how does a person know how to read that correctly? Is that Hashem showing me that this is a very good thing and a very important thing in my life? And the fact that there are obstacles are because it's so important and so good for me, and I have to gear up to fighting the obstacles and overcoming them, etc., etc.? Or is Hashem showing me maybe that that's not the direction I'm supposed to be going in right now? Maybe if I see all red lights in front of me, then I have to stop over there and I have to look for a green light and find a different direction to go in for now, let's say, for now or forever even. How in the world is a person supposed to know that? And the answer is, Rav Nosson Zal just gave us one answer. The answer was by learning the branch of Torah that's called Remez. There is a section of Torah, there is a whole view of Torah where a person doesn't just learn what it says, you know, clearly, but he learns a little of what's between the lines. That even when certain things are not spelled out perfectly clearly, he learns how to interpret that. And there's thousands of pages of Sifrei, of Sforim of Torah that discuss the remozim of the Torah. We find it in the area of Halacha, we find it in the area of Kabbalah, in all areas where certain things are spelled out clearly, and certain things, even though they're not spelled clearly, they lead to a certain, they have certain meanings, they have certain interpretations. So one way that a person improves themselves in being zeichet to understand the remozim that Hashem is sending every day is by learning Rimzei Oiraisa, the remozim of the Chumash. Obviously another most important way is by begging Hashem. Hashem, give me clarity. Hashem poikeach ivrim, open my eyes to be able to read the signs correctly. Because obviously, here again, there are cases of a person traveling and a guy says, but didn't you see the sign? Yeah, I saw the sign and I thought the sign meant that I'm supposed to turn it. What do you think I am, an idiot? Well, you thought wrong. The sign over there meant to go there. How am I supposed to know? The answer is, it's a combination of learning It's all the different branches of learning and davening. And kulei hayv ulai, if a person does all of that properly, hopefully, they'll learn to interpret things the right way and they'll go. And if they'll make mistakes, they'll catch themselves early enough, you know, to be able to go back and correct it before they get totally fablunjit, you know, totally lost, etc., etc.
What about a mitzvah versus another mitzvah? Same?
Definitely. Which mitzvah to do at a particular time? Person has a choice. It's a very important decision. And very often the Yetzirah will come to a person offering a mitzvah. Person wants to go to shul, person wants to do a you know, there are cases of people who came from non-religious backgrounds, you know, where parents are not observant and they don't know what Torah is and etc. And a child wants to start become religious, he wants to start eating kosher. And the parent says, and the parent has a birthday or an anniversary or it's Mother's Day or it's Mother-in-Law Day, and they want to go to Leone's pizzeria. And Leone's pizzeria is not kosher, and the parent says, but doesn't even Judaism observe there's a respect for parents? Isn't that one of the Ten Commandments? I know that, let's say kosher is a good thing. It is a nice thing to do, generally. But on my anniversary, I'm just one day it's going to kill you, it's going to insult Hashem if you just come with us to Luigi's Pepperoni and just for that 1 hour, you can even eat the salad, or the, you know. And a person has to chew, a person has to learn what is what she's saying, right? Is that what Hashem wants? Is that the definition of respect for parents? Is that what Hashem meant when he said, Kabedes avich v'simecha? That if a parent tells you to pull a gun on someone, or a parent says, I don't like that guy, punch him. Is respect for parents to punch that guy out or not? You know,